Dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate today the great feast of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. A most stupendous day, not only an event of one moment, but an answer to St. Bernadette's question at Lourdes, "Who are you? What is your name?" Our Lady replied, "I am the Immaculate Conception." More than a first moment and then passing is a moment in which her very person is defined, absolutely unique. We speak of it in a negative way in the sense that she was not this and she was not that. Our Lady was, through the power of her, the son she would bear, preserved from all stain of original sin. What does it mean to be absolutely sinless? We know certainly that God is absolutely sinless, but we also realize that without revelation, without the light of faith, we will never comprehend what it means to be infinitely perfect and good. And that is exactly what Our Lady came to share, the goodness of the Lord without limit, the love of the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. St. Maximilian Kolbe calls to our attention to what we might call the positive definition of what does it mean to be immaculate? Absolutely so, without any limitation. And to indicate something we can so often reflect upon, at that moment when Our Lady was conceived, all the love of heaven met all the love of creation, precisely because she is not only the Mother of God, the Son of the Most High, but also our Mother, that we come to share in the same stupendous life, in that goodness, that charity, that is the very essence of the divine life. No, we do not become gods, but we do come to share in the life of our God, of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now let us return to that stupendous passage of the New Testament, which fulfills all the prophecies made of old concerning our Savior God. When the Virgin consents to be his mother, she becomes also our mother, for she consented not simply on her own behalf, but that all of us might share in that life which St. John defines in his first letter, chapter 4, God is love. Who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. It is to Our Lady that the Son of God came into the world, not simply to work with Our Lady, but to be her little child. And it is to her consent to be the Mother of God that we find access to him, that we find access through him to the Heavenly Father. That is how St. Bonaventure describes the spiritual life of St. Francis. That he is the great beneficiary of these graces, through the mediation of Our Lady. This is how we come to be brothers and sisters of Jesus. And through the mediation of Jesus, we come to be children of the Heavenly Father, by adoption, yes, but nonetheless, really and truly, His children. We share in that everlasting inheritance which our Lord had received from His Heavenly Father. We may say many other things about this great feast. We can never say enough. It's often heard that, well, this is so grand, this is so far above us that we could never hope to be share in this. It's just the opposite is true. Because we are children of Mary, we do share in the very life of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us keep that always in mind, and we will realize how much she gave to the world, to us, in consenting to be the mother of Jesus, making it possible for us to be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, to enjoy forever the glory of heaven. The sin of Satan was to aspire to be God. Our Lord gave us an example of how we should go about sharing the life of God, not pride, but humility. And indeed, so wonderful is this gift of the Lord that we do not have to wait until we are dead to go to heaven. We can begin to enjoy the blessings of our Lord's work of salvation even now, when we join Him in the celebration of that sacrifice, sacramentally, but nonetheless, truly the same sacrifice. And more than that, partake of the fruits of that sacrifice, the fruit of Our Lady's womb. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Whenever we receive worthily and joyfully Holy Communion, the body and blood of Jesus, which Our Lady herself shaped for Him and for us for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.